Rudy Giuliani and 17 others indicted in Arizona. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The charges are a conspiracy, fraud, and forgery in a scheme to illegally claim former President Trump won Arizona in 2020. Attorney General Chris Mays.
The defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state.
Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, is among those indicted, while the former president is named as an unindicted co-conspirator. A top Hamas official says that the militant group is willing to agree to a truce of 5 years or more with Israel if a Palestinian state is established along pre-1967 borders. Israel is unlikely to accept that. It's vowed to crush Hamas for the deadly October 7th attacks. Pro-Palestinian protests continue to rock college campuses. Dozens arrested Wednesday at the University of Southern California. USC alumnus Jared Zellman says Jewish students are afraid to wear a yarmulke.
It's scary. It's frightening. And the issue is it may not affect everybody in our country, but these people are young and they're going to age. And at some point, they're going to make up an extremely influential segment of America's people, and we are all going to suffer the consequences.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson appeared at Columbia University calling on the school president to resign for mishandling the protests that have spread across the country. Former President Trump will be back at his hush money trial in New York City Thursday rather than at the Supreme Court in D.C., where justices will hear arguments over his claim of presidential immunity. And a Washington state troopers arrest a man for vehicular homicide after his Tesla in autopilot mode slammed into and killed a motorcycle rider. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Biden administration says there are potential buyers of TikTok after the president signed legislation that would ban the app.
Included in the foreign aid package is legislation requiring ByteDance, the Chinese owner of TikTok, to divest from the app.
We are not saying that we do not want Americans to use TikTok. That is not what we're saying. We want to make sure that Americans are protected.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the measure is not about banning the platform, but rather ensuring national security and Americans' privacy isn't compromised by China.
There are already American investors who are willing and are interested in buying TikTok, so the interest is there.
Jean-Pierre says the Chinese government should not block a sale. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Relatives of crash victims who died in two Boeing 727 MAX 8 accidents over 5 years ago want the plane manufacturer to be held accountable.
These family members came from different places around the globe, but said virtually the same about any possible prosecution of Boeing by the Justice Department.
Boeing wasn't to be trusted.
They're not holding Boeing to account.
They failed completely.
These relatives say Boeing struck a deal with federal prosecutors to avoid criminal charges and fear what happened to their families may happen again. Catherine Berter, who lost her daughter Camille, points to the Alaska Airlines plane that had a panel blowout in January. She says,
this is not an incident, actually. This is a crash that didn't happen.
Neither Boeing nor the DOJ are publicly commenting on the discussions. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The FDA says samples of pasteurized milk have tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus that's infected dairy cows. The agency stressing, though, that the material is not active. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.